I believe Russia just started World War III. It's reactionary to what Trump threatened yesterday. But nonetheless, they're going way above and beyond what Trump threatened against Iran. And I got to believe that Trump is going to escalate against Russia. And I have no problem with it. Once we're in this war, ladies and gentlemen, we are trapped. We have to fight this war now to win it. Unless we can find a suitable off-ramp, which Israel destroyed when they killed the individual from Iran that was negotiating with our allies to find an off-ramp, we are now trapped in this war. We're going to talk about a number of variables here, but we're going to focus on two things: what Trump threatened and what Russia went and did. And now the ball is in Trump's corner. And I have a feeling I know what he's going to do. And on this point, I have to say I support it. We're brought to you by the cream from NanoSoma that'll make your joints whole. You got problems with inflammation? You got problems with pain, joint pain? I did. It drove me out a lot of things that I love to do. Not anymore. You put the cream on your joints, it grows pluripotent stem cells, and it takes a while for it to kick in. It's not like you take it today and tomorrow you're just fine. That's not how it works. For me, it was about 6 to 8 weeks of application, 3 times a day. And today I'm doing things I haven't done in over a quarter of a century. You can get the same relief. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. All right. What did Trump threaten? He threatened to turn out the lights in Iran. I'm not sure how he's going to do it. Bombing would have to be intensive, and now we don't have air superiority like we once thought because of the S-400s and other issues. And we're going to have a weapons discussion probably tomorrow. Some people out there, I'm sorry, you have no idea what you're talking about. You don't think the S-400s are a problem? Well, they're not only a problem, we now are seeing other things being delivered by Russia that are a big problem. There's an issue with, and I think Trump has to use localized EMP weapons. He might go conventional, but I have a feeling it's going to be localized EMP weapons, and there's a number of options that he has. And oh boy, this is where Erica Kirk's mom comes in. This is her expertise. No wonder they're getting away with so much, and not so much Lori. But Erica and TP USA. And if you followed me at all, you know what I'm talking about. So Trump wants to turn out the lights. But on the other hand, Russia attacked us with encrypted signaling and interference on the app Signal. This was a warning shot across the bow. We can get to your communications anytime we want. We can infiltrate your infrastructure. If we go after Iranian power structure, I believe the Russians are telling us that they're going to come after our power structure. Now, I go back to retired Green Beret, John Moore, good friend of mine. I've been on John's show more times than I can count. And I'll tell you what John said when he came on my show. He said, a team of 8 Spetsnaz, this was his reference point, not that it'll come into play today, but he said, a team, not even working electronically, can take down a grid the size of LA in a very short amount of time, and there's probably nothing we can do to stop it. Now, I think right now that what John was acting on is probably 20 years old. But we're now probably going to look at something electronic. But the Russians are sending a clear message. You mess with their grid, we're going to mess with your grid. Now, this comes back to something. I don't even represent the company anymore, not for any bad reason. I just am busy moving in other areas. But you need food, and I will talk about that in a minute. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. I'm warning you, the grid could be coming down, or a portion of the grid, and you may be unfortunate enough to be in that. But even if you're not, you're still going to be affected by the grid that is down because of the drain on resource, supply chain, so forth. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. This is not an overreaction. I know some people say, oh, Dave's being Chicken Little again, the sky is falling. But if you have studied electronic warfare at all, like I have, you know there's a progression of escalation. It usually doesn't start with, let me push the button and here comes our ICBM and our subs have already launched. You got 3 minutes. It won't start that way. It'll be escalation. Russia delivers weaponry to Iran that negates a lot of what we want to do. We take out the grid. We should have done a Cuban-style blockade, a la the Cuban Missile Crisis, and told the Russians, you will turn back or we'll shoot you down. We did that with a Chinese surveillance ship. We fired a warning shot when we had marine activity on an Iranian islands, and we said the next shell isn't going to be a warning shot. And they backed off. We should have done the same thing. We'd have been better off to have the fight right away rather than be put in a corner where we're at the disadvantage. We should have turned around Russian supply ships and Russian aircraft, and we should have said, you will not pass. And we're going to set up a blockade, and if you violate the line, we're going to shoot you down. I really think that's what should have happened. Because now Iran's on an equivalent status with our air war with regard to safety of our pilots. And it's funny, they're using cheap technology, $5,000 drones to shoot down $100 million airplanes. Israel's getting destroyed with this. 10% of their F-35 fleet is gone. Okay, now over here with the grid down, then they'll be saying to us, what are you going to do? And if you think it's going to stop there, think again. What happened during the Biden administration? Totally open borders. Most of the people came here, no threat. They want the best of America. No threat, just like any other immigrant group. Although they came in such numbers, it's really hard for us to absorb the cost. But that being said, what about the ones that came here that tried to take over apartment buildings in places like Colorado Springs, Commerce City, Colorado, Aurora, Colorado, primarily, and in Chicago? We've played the tapes. We've shown you the evidence. TDA, Sinaloas, CJNGs. MS-13, Chinese. We had Casey Fleming on, advisor to the White House and to the Pentagon. He told you what the numbers are of the Chinese that are here. What do you think they're going to do when the escalation starts between Russia and the United States? Do you think they're going to sit silent? So the next phase of this would be to have a Tet Offensive kind of an attack, something I've been talking about for over a dozen years. If you don't know your history, let me explain it to you very quickly. Lyndon Johnson was lying his butt off about us winning the Vietnam War in 1968. The North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong came to our side and said, let's do a truce for 3 days. Okay, Tet Lunar New Year holiday, big holiday in Vietnam. They used that as an excuse to have our guard down, and they attacked every capital city and every province, including for a brief time capturing our embassy in Saigon. The ambassador had to defend himself and kill intruders. I remember seeing the interview with Walter Cronkite on CBS News. That turned America against the war because they realized Johnson was lying about the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese being near defeat. Now, they didn't hold on to anything. They were firmly defeated, but it took time. It cost lives, and America turned against the war. You don't think the Russians know this history? The terrorism will stop when you leave Iran alone. And then I guarantee you, Russia will arm Iran with nuclear weapons and make them a nuclear partner. This is how out of control this is. I can't write a script. I can't give you a prescription for fixing it. But this is ready to spin out of control. It's funny. You can get the news on the invasion of Signal. Oh, it's no big deal. It's just a communication app. It's a Signal. Because it came right after Trump's 48-hour threat that we're going to take your grid down, Iran, if you don't open up the Strait of Hormuz. And that on top of heavy Russian weapons being shipped into Iran that we have shown we can't deal with. The S-400s, four F-35s, one American, three Israeli, out of operation. The AWACS is down. We got a problem. And are we close to World War III? I think there is absolutely no question. Now, one thing I'll say for Donald Trump, he is the master negotiator. Yeah, I heard Colonel McGregor say the other day, a great analogy. He could sell snow to Eskimos and said, this brand of snow is the best. You would never want to go back to anything else and sell it to him. Yes, he's right. Trump is a master negotiator. But for doing that, if he's going to get us out of this possibility, he's going to have to tell Netanyahu where to go and what to do when he gets there. And you shut up or we'll shut your money and supplies off. And by doing that, I believe Trump endangers himself. Is that blunt enough for you? I don't have an answer, but I'm telling you, this is realistic. And did I think of this on my own? Yes, I did. That's a question I know I'm going to get. Did I test this out with anybody? Of course I would before I'd come on here. Because to the uninformed and ignorant person about how these things work and escalate, it's going to sound like absolute lunacy. If you know anything about the escalation of electronic warfare combined with conventional warfare as a precursor to nuclear war, and that's where I believe this could be headed, then you know that I might be, if anybody, being too conservative. This could fall apart within a week. I mean, the world you're living in right now may not be the same in 1 week, and I'm not predicting it. I'm just saying we've stepped into very dangerous territory. Once these terrorists are activated, we have a whole new set of problems. And if you don't think that's true, just go into the search bar, go to my YouTube channel, and just put in Dave Hodges and Casey Fleming and listen to the three interviews I've done with Casey over the last 5 or 6 weeks. This guy has sat in with the highest political and military authorities in our country. I'm pretty much saying word for word what he has said in those interviews. Perhaps I should rerun those interviews. Pray, this is our best line of defense. My friend Doug likes to say train, prep, and pray. I'm going to say pray, train, and prep in that order because prayer might be our best defense. I don't mean to sound fatalistic, but Russia has shown they're not backing down, and the Iranian war is basically over. NATO has fallen apart as an alliance. Colonel McGregor is predicting Germany's going to leave, and I think he's got a good case. But not only that, here we're involved in showdown with Russia, a showdown and a war with Iran. And under Article 5, NATO is obligated to come to our help and to our aid, our defense. And they've said, big middle finger to you, America. NATO is done. And we could be entering a global conflict without this alliance. And here's where the Europeans are incredibly stupid, and their leaders are really dumber than a box of rocks. They lose NATO. And if we pull out of Ramsey Air Force Base in Germany, if we start pulling the nukes out, Putin will roll through Europe like Hitler did with the Blitzkrieg in World War II. The Europeans won't even know what hit them. They cannot handle the Russian war machine. Without the United States, NATO is a joke. You see how far this goes? And it's not going to stop there. What else is going to happen? Well, it's pretty easy to predict. China will move its plans up for Taiwan. China will also help North Korea invade the South. And Japan will find itself isolated. This is crazy. The Japanese are actually rethinking about sending ships to help us in the Strait of Hormuz. And they better, because without American support, they're history. And that's a nation that knows, unfortunately, what it's like to be conquered. It's miserable. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Oh, I can't wait to see the comment section. I know I'm going to hear from people that really understand what I'm talking about. And if you don't really understand it, I would say take what I'm telling you. Don't sit there and just dismiss it because you're not familiar with it. Go and research Colonel McGregor. Now, he's only talked in common with one thing I've said. NATO's in trouble. Germany's going to pull out. I do agree with him on that. He hasn't crossed into these other areas, but he's one place you need to start. And you need to go research a lot of different sources on this. And you'll come to the same conclusion I have if you stay away from Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, and all the networks. We got a tough road ahead. And this was a hornet's nest that we stirred at the wrong time. And I'll tell you, Trump's timing, terrible. If he had to do over again, said, yeah, you know, I really do got to support Israel. He should have done it after the midterm. Should have done it after the midterm, but he may not be worried about the midterm. And I'll leave you with this as my final thought. If things go south in this country, the power grid gets touched partially or wholly, we have mass terrorist attacks like a Tet Offensive, we'll be under martial law. There won't be an election. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Hello, America, and to what's left of our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. This is the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And it's kind of funny how we're kind of coming to a nexus here with both the mainstream media and our show here. We're kind of all saying the same thing now, and it's pretty scary. We've got a really interesting guest with Casey Fleming is back for the third time in recent history because his topics are very important to the times that we live in right now. He is the author of The Red Tsunami, The Silent Storm, Killing Your Freedom. And I know some of you have given me feedback on Casey's book since he first appeared and you purchased it. But his expertise lies in the Chinese threat. And he's been a consultant to places like the SEC, the White House, the Pentagon. He absolutely is on top of things, well respected. And we're going to get to Casey in just a minute, but I need to let you know we're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. And with all the problems with energy and now banking's being dragged into it, do you really want to leave your retirement in the bank subject to confiscation through the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010? Or minimum, they can baseline it out and give you a percentage of what they would owe you. Well, don't let them do that. Let Noble Gold help you. They've got a plan. They don't pressure. They just give you options. I've been a customer of Noble Gold for almost 9 years. I've been an advertiser for almost 10. All you got to do to get more information and set yourself free is call 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Well, Casey, I got to tell you, it's kind of funny. I got some requests to have you back on the show in recent days here from my audience. You made quite an impression in your first couple of appearances here, and they're hearing all these threats going on and said, well, we bet that China is very much a part of it. But first of all, before we launch into this, tell people about your organization with Black Ops.
We focus on the Fortune 500, the Global 1000, and helping them protect their intellectual property.
Good.
But to do that, you have to understand who your enemy is and how to thwart them, and that's counterintelligence. Knowing your enemy intimately, how they're coming after you, what they want, and throwing them off the scent.
Ironically, that sounds very much like the Chinese philosopher Sun Tzu. Knowing your enemy, that is critical. Well, we live in really interesting times here, and I just wanted to ask you a question off the top. We have warnings that are being issued now. In fact, Fox News did this all day long yesterday. Potential drone attacks by Iran in California. You have said previously on the show 200,000 Chinese spec ops in safe houses awaiting the signal to act against America, and they're here. And I've covered the fact that a lot of them are here when we were going through all the illegal immigration issues. We had pictures we published with our encounters with Border Patrol where they did have papers. Casey, aren't the Chinese, wouldn't they be part of any kind of insurrection against the United States?
They would. It depends on how deep they are with the Iranians. They have been very deep with the Iranians over the past 10 years on their strategic alliance. Remember, China is the global puppet master over Russia, Iran, Pakistan, North Korea, Venezuela, drug cartels. And underneath Iran was managing the terrorist organizations for the CCP. So the CCP has been growing throughout the world aggressively, with basically being unchecked by the United States. For the past 30 years, we as a country could do nothing more, than support them. Everything we've done by buying their goods and services, not taking them seriously as a global threat to freedom. And so we've created this monster, this very, very difficult monster. It's the most formidable monster we've ever had as an enemy, and they're gunning for us to kill us. So my advice to everyone is don't be distracted by the war of the week. The real war is on you, your family, and the front line. You're on the front line. So expect all this other unrestricted war to be even increased against you, because the CCP has taken it on the chin, going after Venezuela, going after the Mexican drug cartel. These are all partners of the Chinese Communist Party to undo the world, or the free world order, the international world order as it sits today, and take it over as a communist world. And I have a quote. I don't know if I told you that before, but there's a quote that I put out there to make it as serious as I could and accurate as I could, that the world will be won or lost within the next 10 years or less. And what that means, it's either going to be all free with freedom, or it's going to be all communist.
Yeah, and the communism issue and threat seems to be growing. You mentioned here, and I've got this in my show notes, that Iran is, they're persecuting their citizens by the tens of thousands, but they got the technology to do so from China. Can you talk about that? And is that ever going to become a threat in this country?
Yes and yes. China got the technology from the United States, their rich uncle. They either partnered with us when they put money in and invested in Silicon Valley 6, 7, 8 years ago. And as an investor, we want to see the technology. So they put in invested in about 25% of Silicon Valley, 5 and 10 years ago. So they got the technology that way. And what they were missing, they stole with IP, stolen intellectual property. So all of that technology. So they become the mass manufacturers. They have more surveillance cameras than all of the rest of the world combined. And they use our US artificial intelligence to basically put that thing on steroids. Now they're throwing quantum computing on it. And it's a very ugly situation. So they've done it to their own people, this extreme control. Remember, communism is not your friend, and China's not your friend. They control all property. They own all property. They own all production, and they own all consumption. And to do that, they have to control the population. And that's how they do it, through all this surveillance. And let me tell you, they get you 24/7. They monitor everything on your phone, everything, over 500 data points on your phone, the Chinese people's phone, but also your phone, because our technology companies are selling your data to the Chinese Communist Party. And through all these agreements, you've got 50 pages of this fine print when you have to upgrade your software or renew your software and say, crap, I can't read this. Well, guess what? You gave away all of your data, all your secrecy, and all your privacy so you can be targeted. And that's why it really matters. So yes, it's serious. And they helped the Iranians target, our number is about 35,000 murders that the Iranian regime had to kill to keep control at that time. So yes, all this is combined, and this is what's going on behind the scenes of this world. And every time we have a skirmish, the United States, we all grab a can of beer and watch the TV and look at it like it's a sport. Don't do that. Don't be distracted by this war. The war is on you by the Chinese Communist Party.
Wow, that's quite a mouthful. I'm hearing a term that's being thrown around now, and I know that you've talked about it in your book with regard to unrestricted warfare. Can you give that some definition?
About 30 years ago, the Chinese watched us go after Iraq, and they said, there's no way we can fight these guys and win. So what they did was they redefined what war was. So it's not conventional. It's everything but conventional. So go after the people, weaponize everything against the people, weaken them so they no longer have a will to fight or a need to fight. And they want to be taken over by someone just because they're just beat down so far. And that's what unrestricted war is. Biological war, COVID, but it's not just COVID. What about COVID-2, COVID-3, and other nefarious? And then yet drug war with fentanyl and many other issues, vaping mechanisms. Even your cell phone or your kid's cell phone is digital fentanyl because of dopamine. All these things are weaponized, you know, cognitive warfare, which is social media, and more specifically, TikTok, and then cyber warfare, and it goes on and on. So make no mistake, you are on the front lines. You must become educated.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize this, and you said something very important in there about the digital part of it on your phones, and particularly with our young, the dopamine high people get from screen time. And it's extremely addicting. It's as powerful as cocaine in some cases because it triggers the same pleasure centers in the brain. It's absolutely amazing. With this unrestricted warfare, I'm seeing elements of this in Iran, particularly with drone technology. Did they get this from China? That we can't
yes.
control their drones. Yes. Can you talk
yes.
about that?
Well, first of all, China. Yes, China's been helping them design the drones. Also, they use the electronics, the targeting, even the weapon systems and so on in these drones. Now, just so you know, these drones are about the size, half the size of a car, and you can put about five of those in a container, like on a container ship. So it's not just LA, it's anywhere up and down the coast, anywhere up and down the Gulf Coast, and anywhere up and down any one of our coasts, including the East Coast. So we've heard that there's threats against LA, but you can't rule out any of our coasts. So the message to everyone, you know, put down the beer. This is not just a war that you can just enjoy on TV, like a Cowboys game. You know, you're being distracted with all this chaos. The bigger play is your family and you and your freedom, which will never come back if you let it go.
Right. No, I totally agree with you. But what is it? Are we in danger of being conquered, our economy destroyed, taken over? What's the threat to America here from the Chinese, in particular with their partnership with Iran?
Well, the threat is all the above. Their weakness. There's over 100 different methods of unrestricted warfare. And the cumulative effect of all of those, you know, when you're killing 150,000 military-aged young men and women every year, you're destroying those families. You're just destroying their will to live and their will to fight, every one of those families, including the extended family. You might be upsetting a few of them to go join the military, but for the large part, those families are destroyed. And so this whole Iranian thing is... remember, they've planned this. The Chinese Communist Party wanted to put the U.S. in three or four regional skirmishes, Ukraine, Venezuela, Middle East, other ones, maybe South Korea with North Korea. We don't know. But the other one is to keep us on the back of our heels with the terrorist organization. And that's where Iran, because that's the wild card. You know, when you're looking at conventional, that's one. But the last thing that's completely unpredictable is when you poke a terrorist, you're poking a radical ideologist that have nothing to live for and everything to die for.
When we look at Iranian terror cells that we know are here, Are they supported by the Chinese? I mean, how interwoven is the relationship in this country between Iranian terror cells and the Chinese?
They are supported by the Chinese. They use our open systems, our open society, and because of Biden, our open borders to weaken us and to attack us. I mean, it's honestly, these are all the same thing as Trojan horses inside the gates. Another one I have to mention, since I said Trojan horse, is TikTok, is a weaponized military application in the hands of your kids. We can talk about what's on TikTok right now. It would basically curl your hair, that your middle school kids, high school kids, and college kids are seeing. And they spend 9 hours a day on social media. Let that sink in. So they're taking over your children's brains permanently and ripening them for the propaganda that they're being pounded on each and every day. If you pound enough propaganda, it becomes the truth. Our friend Yuri Bezmenov of Russia said that back in the 80s and so on. So this is exactly what's going on to everyone. And my clarion call is wake up and smell the coffee. This is what's that you're in World War III today. It's squarely on your shoulders, not the military. And the plan is never to have it go to military, which is the far box at the end of the spectrum. It's to weaken us by all these other methods. And they're doing a fantastic job. I mean, they're arresting mothers for asking what their children's curriculum is in schools. They're arresting them, for free speech. Heck, I did two TEDx talks on sovereign U.S. soil, one in 2018 and one in 2025, and I was extremely censored, and it was very difficult because I'm not used to being censored. That was a unique experience. In fact, the second TEDx talk I had pulled anyway because they had to do so much editing; it looked like it was AI. It wasn't AI; it was me. So that's what's going on sovereign U.S. soil. Let's not talk about the 40 U.S. 40 Chinese Communist police stations on sovereign U.S. soil, but that's to give you an idea of how compromised you are and how deep you are in this war.
The 40 Chinese police stations, what's their functionality in this country? What's their mission?
Number one, persecution on anybody that's anti-CCP. So if they've got Chinese Americans that are negative on the CCP, then they go after, harass all the way down to torture, kidnapping, torturing, killing, and their families back in China. That's persecution number one. And any Americans that are not viewed as strong CCP supporters. But then also espionage, rioting, protesting, everything to unwind the United States and everything that holds us together.
I'm confused on one point, because I know that Trump has drawn the line with China in many regard, but then he let in hundreds of thousands of Chinese students that still swear allegiance to the CCP by agreement. What could the president have been thinking, in your estimation?
The only thing I can think of, I was not in those meetings, but the only thing I can think of is that Xi Jinping was waving all of our medicines that come out of China and rare earth minerals, all the things that they have cornered the market on, which we were just absolutely, crazy to allow them to corner the markets on a lot of these different things. And I'm basically saying, hey, you want me to shut off the medicine? No problem. Hey, you want me to shut off rare earths? No problem. So Trump's like, oh yeah, well, let them back into the universities. The other thing is the universities have become addicted to CCP enrollments. They're full pop enrollments. And universities are a business. And if you've got all these guys paying full tilt versus getting discounted dollars with American kids coming in with scholarships and discounts, they become addicted. Same with Wall Street. Same with a lot of congressmen get Chinese communist money in their reelection PACs. That's what the issues are.
Yeah, that is a big, big threat. Of course, you're talking to someone who's advocated for no foreign lobbying of Congress, no giving any campaign donations, but certainly I'm behind the eight ball on that right now. With regard to the Iranian war, I have a hypothesis. I know China has cornered a lot of the silver market, 70% from what I read, and it has high tech and military grade applications to it. Was Trump trying to negate their ability to project military power by controlling Venezuelan oil and now the attempt with Iran? Do you think that that is what's behind what Trump is doing?
Yes, absolutely. And the Mexican drug cartel. I'm sure what he said was, you fix it or I will. And remember that Mexican leader is a communist leader.
Yes,
Sheinbaum is a communist leader. So he's going to her, telling her, you know, they want instability. Communism wants instability. Communism wants chaos. That's why, you know, social media and mainstream media has all of us at each other's throats. You know, like we all know, left versus right, blacks versus white, Hispanics versus blacks, sure. Gen Z versus boomers, Gen Z versus females versus Gen Z males. We're all being played. I don't care if you're left, right, or center. We're all Americans, and we're all being played because our Constitution is on fire right now.
I agree. But here's a couple things I've seen. I've fully recognized the Chinese intrusion into our government and the influencing of our officials and corporate structures. But we have another threat that's parallel to that, and I think it's the Zionist threat with AIPAC and their donations. And there are a lot of people in my audience that feel that America was dragged into this war with Iran by Israel. Now, I can see a strategic move, like we said, with the oil and why Trump maybe was attracted to that. But how does the Israeli lobby compare to the Chinese influence?
A little softer, very pervasive in Congress. Even, you know, CCP is pervasive. Israel's influence is even more pervasive. But I'll emphasize, the book gives you the framework. You know, there's one throat to choke right now. We've built this monster we all have to deal with. Once you have that framework, then you can understand how the WEF plays into it, how Israel plays into it, how radical Islam plays into it. All of these things, you know, our freedom, like I said, our Constitution is on fire. And if you're waiting for your government to fix it and to save you, that will not happen this time. Because as I mentioned, every man, woman, and child is on the front lines. And your enemy, there's three things your enemy does not want to happen. And that, by the way, that your enemy are compromised Americans. They are the infiltrated enemies that are inside our gates and our enemies across the seas and the ponds. Number one, they don't want you to become informed. Well, the book, the expose and the survival guide fix that. Number two, if you are informed, then they don't want you to unify. And which there's a movement That's next true. To the book, it's in development. And if you unify, they don't want you to take action. And that's part of the movement as well. So all three of those things handle that problem, but make no mistake, this war is on you and you cannot afford to sit on the sidelines. You've got to become educated. The book basically pulls back the curtain to what's going on and it connects the dots. And you will never, ever see the world the same again. And I want to say, I'm not here to sell books. I never wanted to write a book. I still don't. But I did, because that's the only way I could get this information out to the audience. Now, we're part of a global network of over 400 intelligence experts, intelligence, counterintelligence, subject matter experts on lawfare, psychology, brain stuff, all that. So, and over 20 of those have endorsed this book. And they're all basically telling you, if you get any book in your lifetime, this is the one you need to get. You will not see the world the same way. You will be more prepped for what's coming down. Incidentally, since we haven't gone there yet, Dave, and you do a great show, there is religious warfare. And this is all about spiritual warfare. If you want to boil it all the way down, this is spiritual warfare. Most people don't understand that communism is a religion at its core, and you must worship the head of the state as the god with a lower G. And that's Marxism, socialism. Marxism and socialism are similar to communism. They're the weakening of society before communism comes in with the hammer. Marxism and socialism, you have to vote into office. Mamdani in New York, these judges that are all over the place. You know, we've allowed, for those of us who love America, we've been asleep at the wheel. We've been worried about, you know, work, families, playtime, and we've not been awake to really what's going on. And our freedom is just evaporating on a daily basis, and it's not coming back. So the point now is for people to become informed and to take action.
What's the action people can take?
Well, without, in fear of being cheesy, get the book, and get the book in front of your family, your friends, even the people across the aisle. If you're on the right and you've got some crazy left people, give them the book. Give a couple as a gift and say, you know, I want you to read this and I would love to get your thoughts, because you need to start the dialogue. We have more in common with each other on the left, the right, and the center than we do with our enemies. And we all share a common enemy, which is China, Russia, Iran, Pakistan, Venezuela, North Korea, drug cartels, and terrorist organizations. So my point is, that's number one. Number two is stop buying Chinese goods and services, and stop purchasing, because every dollar you spend on that cute little top off of Shein or Temu, or that great tool or great thing you found at the big box store or whatever, or online, that's a dollar that's being used to kill your children. And that's exactly how it translates. There is no other way to do it. And by the way, I'm not a radical. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a business executive. And this came across my desk probably 16 years ago. And I'm one of the guys out there that will actually do something about it, as opposed to kick the can down the road. So
I look at this, Casey, though, okay, and I agree. People need to read the book. And I'm getting that feedback, too, from my audience. But there's got to come a time when we have this knowledge, but then we have to put it to work. So what would be a first action step in terms of putting this to work?
Well, stop buying Chinese goods and services.
Okay,
stop investing.
Point.
Stop investing in companies doing business with China, because they're addicted to Chinese cash. And by the way, that's communist cash. The other one is to fly the American flag in defiance of everyone who want to destroy you. Number three, ban all foreign influence, not just governmental and federal influence, all foreign influence. They can't buy companies. They can't buy land. They can't pay American people to do their bidding for them, because guess what? That's also called treason, and you'll get hung for that or shot with a 75-cent bullet. So, you know, you're in war and you need to act like it. And that's what needs to happen. Now, the movement is there. It's in development. There's just a landing page, but the movement is certainly there to have a place to go every day for truth, for community, and a central hub for freedom. There are hundreds of organizations out there that are trying to solve this problem, but they don't have the information. They don't have the intelligence, not the personal intelligence. They don't have the raw intelligence, nation state intelligence, to be able to craft the proper strategy. And that's why this movement will be a central hub for truth. You want to know about climate and what's really going on with climate. You want to know about BLM. You want to know about all the wokeism. You want to know about critical race theory. By the way, those are all communist movements, Marxist communist movements. But it's a place to go for community and to go and take America back. And right now, peacefully, that's my mission, and our mission is to take our country back peacefully by voting in midterms for people who will fix this and not be part of the problem, and voting every 4 years, but more importantly, voting every day with your wallets and only supporting those pro-America, pro-Constitution companies, and certainly not Chinese companies, that are going to fix this problem. And so it's really, like I said, those three things are all handled with the book and the movement.
You know, I'm going to just share an anecdote that really supports what you just said. I live in the infamous Maricopa County in Arizona. And when I first moved here 40 years ago, it was a strong, strong conservative state. Now we've become a uniparty. In fact, I'd say this, the GOP has become the biggest threat to our civil liberties, election integrity, and so forth. And it's a big, one big uniparty right now. I'll give you one anecdotal example. You had Jeff DeWitt, who was the head of the Arizona GOP, on tape, and Carrie Lake released this, bribing her with millions of dollars not to run against a radical communist, Ruben Gallego, who's now in the Senate. And then Carrie lost that election under very interesting circumstances. What we look at here is the uniparty, and what people don't seem to realize is that the uniparty is not uniting for constitutional liberties. They're uniting to take your liberties away.
That's 100% correct. That's the uniparty. And when you're losing all of your freedom and all your liberties, and when you lose them, they don't come back. So it's all or nothing. All of us who love our country, all of us who enjoy a certain quality of life, that's over if you don't get busy right now. Because all of those, remember, communism, they own all property. They own this, they control all property. They take it from you, and they control all consumption and all production. So you're not going to take a shower when you want to. You're not going to get up when you want to. What you watch on TV is going to be propaganda. And, you know, everything you see will be propaganda to keep the state in power. And if you falter, you don't get to, your kids don't get to go to college, or at least the college of your choice. You don't get to travel. I mean, you're traveling too much. You've went on 4 trips this year. You're only allowed to go on 1. I mean, that's the freedom we're talking about. And they're not going to, they'll take off NFL and NBA very, very quickly. So it's not the country you want to be part of. And so when you're, well, what's it hurt? Let's see what this other candidate will do. You can't afford that test. You can't afford that litmus test, because it's been, wake up, it's been happening. It has been happening. And now it takes you to get control over your family, your town, your community, your city, and your state, and your country. So it's all hands on deck now. What you're seeing also, mainstream media is completely compromised. Let me give you one example. We lose 150,000 Americans every year murdered. Our young, our future generation are being murdered, 150,000 a year through fentanyl. Mm-hmm. And you never see, that's 2 737s going down every day. And you're not seeing that on mainstream media. So let that sink in. So you're only seeing the narrative they want you to see. And that is really what the issue is. Find your news sources. Mr. Hodges has a good news source. I can attest to that. Here's the other thing. Mainstream media, you've got really radicals on the left, just like you do on the right. But looking at mainstream media, you would believe that that radical ideology is normal. You know, that's shared by 90% of America, or 80% of America, because you see all this craziness going on and all this chaos. I must be the outsider. That's the way they've got you thinking, that I must be the outsider. So I must conform. No, this, read your history books. This is the American Revolution all over again. And we got to kick the bad guys out. And the problem is, these bad guys are inside our borders, because we've been played as an open society, and they've been setting up camp. And by the way, when you're attacking a client or an enemy inside, it's much easier to set up behind the lines, the front lines, before the actual conventional war starts, than it is once the war starts. So that's what's been happening over the past 3 decades in the United States, and it's hit its peak.
Well, you know, you said earlier, this is a spiritual war. You're absolutely right. And think about it, start with the Democrats, because they took God out of their party platform. So you're absolutely right. And then the other thing, you're actually talking about Saul Alinsky here in Rules for Radicals. The goal is just chaos. Doesn't matter really what the issue is. We'll justify the issue, but the goal is chaos so we can overthrow the existing order. And this is what we're seeing today in these social revolutions that have swept this country in the name of woke. You're absolutely 100% right. Here, people, if you want to get this book, and I really recommend it here, it's called The Red Tsunami, The Silent Storm Killing Your Freedom. It's number 1 on Amazon in its category, new release. And the author is Casey Fleming, CEO of counterintelligent firm Black Ops partners. This is something, folks, you need to take, digest, and you just got a blueprint on some of the early steps that we need to be taking to move ahead. Okay, so I want to ask you one final question here. I said this kind of in humor one day, and now I'm wondering if it's not something we should look at. I think some people in Congress deserve to be returned to office. I think they're noble and they try to do a good job, but there are a lot who are not. And I just said it's permeating the Republican Party, is, and certainly the Democratic Party's lost. And so here's what I said. I said, well, we ought to just get a website called Toss Them All, as in tossthemall.com, and defeat these people in the primary. Have you given any thought to that kind of strategy?
Absolutely. That's part of the movement. That's part of freedomforever.global, is to get that information out there and find people who want to run and to take their country back. I mean, I don't need to be doing this. I don't want to be doing this.
I
have a brutal schedule. I don't want to be doing this. Nobody wants to be doing this. But you know what? There are a lot of people that lost their lives for me to be here and for you to be here. And so now it's your turn and my turn. And it deals, you know, not with uniforms and khaki colored shirts and BDUs. It deals with white collar guys that know how to go through intelligence and systems and political issues and so on. But exactly that, toss them all and let them earn the right to come back in. And I promise you, 90% will never earn the right to come back in. But here's the point. I want the audience to understand this. God gives you your freedom. Period. Your freedom is guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. And that freedom, it gives the power to every individual American citizen. And the citizen gives the power to the government. Over the past 30 years, your government has taken illegal power away from you. And now the government's in charge. You're not in charge. So show them you're in charge. Vote with your wallets every day. Vote with your votes every 2 and 4 years to get the people in here to correct it. Listen, it all is not lost yet, but if you still sit on your hands, it will be lost pretty darn soon.
No, I agree. And I think 10 years is an optimistic time frame that you laid out. I think this battle is going to be decided in the next couple of years. I really do. I think by 2028, we'll be able to see a clear picture. One final question. Is there an off-ramp to this war in Iran that you see?
No. Once you poke the terrorist, you've got it, and we've already decapitated. The problem is now you've got radical remnants. And so they're going to have to be dealt with. And so, yes, they're going to show their ugly head. Unfortunately, we're hearing chatter in our signals as well throughout the United States. Remember, terrorists want you to live in fear. Then they win. So don't live in fear, but keep your head on a swivel. Be alert. And see something, say something, but be alert, live your lives in defiance to terrorism, to the Chinese Communist Party. Live your life in defiance. Be a proud American and a powerful American. It's time for you to step up.
Yeah. Our guest has been Casey Fleming. He's becoming a regular here. And Casey, you can come back anytime you want because your information is always timely and on point. I want to thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Dave.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.